First impressions on your big group here today?
Oh, good day. Good skate. Had them out there for a while. They did some real good work this summer because they were able to push through that. It was an hour and 40. It was a pretty good skate at the end. And the players that you expect to lead your team were driving out there, looked good and strong. So it was a good start.
Give us an update on the players that aren't out there today.
Grant Klitson did not pass his physical, which was not a surprise to us. And it is our expectation that he will not play hockey this season. Okinawa and Alberts had pre-existing injuries that are getting better. We're just being careful with that we knew coming in. Tyler Myers got a minor issue, and I'm not letting him on the ice until he's absolutely 100% because he's very fit. He did some good work. It's just a little tweak, and we're careful at this time of year with those guys. It's early fall. Save those ones. Save one for when it's a general body. Yeah, he's fine. He'll be all right.
Is Grant going to be around the team at all, or have you thought about
that'll be a decision that he's going to make. I mean, both Grant and the organization have a pretty clear understanding that he will not play hockey this year, so he's not going to be just traveling. So.
Can you talk about the decision to move Brian Little out to the wing today with Lowry in the middle?
We're going to look at two or three things in training camp, and that was something that really saw last year. When Brian got injured, Adam went into the middle with lad Mike Frolik and was really effective there, and I really liked the way he played in the playoffs under heavier competition. So it's an idea of we know that Brian's been really productive on the wing. We think there's a chance he might be able to be more productive on the wing. There's a lot more to the center ice job. Something we want to look at, and we're going to change that again. Probably somewhere between day 7 and 10, he'll go back into the middle. We're going to look at a different unit. But I'd like to, without mixing these guys up too much, I'd like to look at two or three different possibilities because those things are going to happen during the year. There's going to be a point in time due to injury that you have to adjust your lineup. So the more that we can look at going, the better.
So are there other guys who might go center to wing and wing to
center? Yeah, so what's really different than last year on this day is now we have five known center icemen in our lineup when we didn't. So Lowry and Perreault came in last year, Tourney, both center icemen, and Burmistrov comes back in. So in our top nine forwards, we've got five guys that can play center. Which is really good because we had struggled back with that going back a year and a half ago. We were in real trouble when Mark Scheifele went down. But we are going to move those, give those guys not so much a chance, but just give them some time in the middle.
Paul, this is a bit of a different camp from last season as far as holes and positions really for guys to fight on. Obviously, you're going to take a look at your top six, but looking at the bottom six, guys like Andrew Kopp or Nick Petan, Nick Ehlers, what do they need to do to stick out in this camp and really get that shot moving?
They need to prove not so much that they can play in the NHL because there's a development process to this. Adam Lowry was a lot different looking player at the start of the year than he was at the end. We need them to be able to play our game. So we have some really big men and we have some really small men on our NHL roster. And some of them are very physical and some of them aren't physical, but they're on the puck. We have a certain style of hockey that we need to play. That's what they need to prove that they can do. Play in it during the exhibition and give us the belief that they'll get better. We no problem developing players with the expectation of winning at the time while you're developing them, but they need to be able to play our game.
Maybe one of those guys to a man kind of just said, play your game. Is that...
Yeah, that would be... you know what? Let's give these guys a break. Right? They're young. They haven't learned how to work you yet. I don't give a rat's ass what their game is. They come to play our game. And that's what they're going to learn here in these 30 days. You know, I love that line. And when you kill me for saying that about these kids, especially if you're writing it, don't say I said it about anybody specifically. In general, the young players come in and say, I just got to play my game. And you know, you've all seen Bull Durham. So there's a list of things they're going to say to you. But playing their game isn't going to help them make the team. Playing our game makes the team.
I saw that more as, you know, this, the hand-holding's over with kind of thing. This is the bigs. This is kind of the transition's there. It's real. It's time to fit in.
Right. I got more patience for these young players than they do for themselves. I've seen enough of how hard and how long it takes. None of them play in the NHL as soon as they think they should. All of them think they're ready long before it happens, and the process is longer. But I'm also more patient with them. I don't look at a young player and say, well, he's not ready to play this year. I'm not interested in him. I'm interested in these young players, whether they're a year or 2 years away, which is the normal the normal stretch of time. They're all knocking on that door, and that's the attitude you want from them, right? That you they want them to believe they can play on the team, but they have to play our game first.
What do you see in Thomas Raffel, a veteran guy?
First look at Thomas. Real good hands, real good shot, strong on the puck, and he's played a lot of pro hockey because he's in the right spots, and he figures that out. Really interested in seeing, actually, even the scrimmages, because it's a completely different style of game in the National Hockey League, how he uses those things, and then he is going to play some exhibition games. So just watching what he does in practice, which is fine. Really like some of the things he does. Some of his game is at an NHL quality, but we'll have to see how those all, the speed of everything else, how that fits together.
Did he pop out at the Worlds and somebody?
Top secret undercover guy found him. I'm not sure.
Paul, given their status as core guys, is there any concern over the contract situations with Andrew and Dustin?
Not in the room, not how they practice, not in our world. We love our players and we want them all signed and we want them all happy. The business part of that doesn't come into our room. So, just watch it was not an easy skate today. They weren't saving it. They were leading and driving. They were right.
Jeff touched on it. It looks like there's a little bit more opportunity for some of the young guys this year. Is that the case?
Yeah, the hard part is I'm trying to think back to last year. There was an opportunity for Adam Lowry last year, so there's opportunities this year. I don't know that there's that many more holes. We have some players that they're going to compete with some NHL guys for some ice time for sure. But there are some spots available.
Yeah,